Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. Good. Hey, I just had a couple questions before I went ahead and submitted this app all the way.
211-0401-0017-4779.
Was the first four numbers 3211?
2311.
All right, give me one second. I'm going to pull up your file.
What do you guys do for, so how do you do business?
All right, I'm sorry. Could you give me that number one more time?
2311-0401-0017-4779.
4779. Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Donald Oliver.
Donald, okay. All right. And Donald, what is the name of the business that you're calling with?
Sincerely LLC.
Sincerely LLC, okay. And what is the best number to reach you at in case we do get disconnected?
858-404-0642.
That's what I'm thinking.
That was 0642?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And it looks like we have your mailing address as 7004 Carroll Road?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are really close to us. Nice.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. Kind of depends on what you're looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
I talked to somebody named Lena yesterday, but that's what all she gave me. We have a need for some new machinery. We're a bakery.
Do you know what kind of rate you had on the last price?
Okay.
Some equipment. And then some tenant improvements to facilitate a change in our rank rating.
Okay. All right. And did you have an idea of how much you were looking for?
Like 30,000 worth of equipment and stuff we need to do around here to get ready for the government inspection.
All right.
Okay.
That should be good enough. Let me see what I can do, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get
all right. And how soon were you looking to get the funds?
All right. Thanks, Ismail.
As fast as I can.
Okay.
We just don't want to get into a daily type payment plan system. We want to get out away from that and go into like a monthly budget.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Now, do you have any working capital loans already out?
Well, when we acquired the business in 2013, we took out a couple out to buy the business.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. And are you still paying on those, or are those all paid off?
They're about like a 2 year. 2 years, it's like $200,000. I don't think it's not a lot of money, but we just need a little bit to get over this hump.
Okay, sure. All right. Okay, so just a couple basic questions just to see, you know, where you'll fall in. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
1.5 to 2,
okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
No, I'm the chief financial officer.
Oh, okay. All right. And what's the ownership breakdown look like?
It's all one individual.
One individual, okay. What's the business structure? Is it incorporated or?
It's a corporation.
Corporation.
LLC.
Okay.
We're doing a DBA for the bakery.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, how about as far as the owner's personal credit goes? How does that look? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
He filled out the application. He usually gets what he wants. So I know it's rated a little bit sour right now, but I think it's
in good
shape.
Would you let him know?
Okay. All right. And have you guys looked anywhere else for financing yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep pretty familiar in the market. I've talked to Bank of the West, but everybody wants to do a takeout loan or the big loans. I just don't have the time to do that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I need to get more funds right now because we're buying used equipment and the equipment disappears with whoever comes up with cash first.
I gotcha. Now, as far as the equipment goes, you know, what type of equipment is it?
Bakery equipment. Rolling machines, mixing machines, things like that.
Okay, and are you looking from a specific vendor or are you kind of shopping around?
Well, we tend to shop around, but we usually end up buying from the same guy all the time.
Okay. All right. Now, on that equipment, is it new or are you getting it used?
It's all used.
All used, okay.
We've never been able to afford new equipment. There's so much depreciation built in this stuff.
It's sure. Okay. All right. Now, just to give you an idea, I mean, we have, you know, two different kind of options that we can go forward with. You know, if you're looking at equipment, it might be, you know, in your best interest to do one of the secured loans, so some more traditional equipment financing. And if that were the case, then you'd be looking at something along the lines of 2 to 5 years with monthly payments. Now, for as far as the plumbing improvements go, that we might be able to separate off and do it separate from the equipment. So we'll do the equipment on its own, secured, you know, monthly payments, and then for the plumbing, you'd be looking more along the lines of unsecured cash, so for the working capital.
Right.
Now, it would, to me, I mean, my initial thought, it makes sense to split it up just because, you know, when you do a secured loan, it's going to cost a little less than an unsecured loan. So if that's an option, it's best to go that route first.
Okay.
Now, that being said, it is a little more difficult to qualify for, especially with the used equipment, but it's something that we can, you know, at least go down that path and see if it's there for you. And it's a pretty simple process. We can do them all both in about the same amount of time. Now, for the working capital, typically we're able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So, I mean, you guys are far above, you know, what you're looking for. So it should be an amount that we're able to get for you. Now, the next step would be just to, you know, fill out an application and get you guys approved, see what you qualify for, and then go from there. Now, it's a fairly simple process. I just need the application. We take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent tax return.
Okay.
Now, as far as the equipment that you're looking at, do you guys have any quotes for it or anything like that yet?
No, not really.
No, okay. Just you have just sort of a ballpark idea of how much it's going to cost?
Right.
Okay. Well, we can work with that to begin with. We can always, you know, circle back and grab the quote or invoice a little later. So what is a good email address to send something over to you at?
Donald. My first name. Yeah. The letter S is in Sam, T is in Tom, and the word beyond.com.
That is S as in Sam, T as in Tom, and then beyond, BEYOND.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I will send you the application right now with a list of what I would need. I'm actually going to send you two applications. They're both one page long, but I'm sending you two because I want to try to separate it, the equipment and the capital. So one will be for the equipment, the second will be for the capital. What we'll do for the equipment, we'll do that route first, see what we qualify for there, then go for the capital, qualify you for, you know, the largest amount possible, and then you can choose what you want to do from there. We kind of work backwards.
Okay.
And see what makes the most sense.
What's the turnaround on stuff like this?
I'm sorry?
How fast can you turn around and give me approval on stuff?
So if you have everything into me today, I can have it for you tomorrow.
Okay.
So in order to do it, I would just need the bank statements, the applications, the most recent tax return, and then just kind of a ballpark description on how much the equipment is going to cost. Is that all something that you think you have pretty handy?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, if that's the case, I'll send you the email right now. As soon as you get that back into me, I can get it submitted. It usually takes about 24 hours to get an answer. Now, from there, I know you're looking to move pretty quickly. You know, once we get an answer, and if it makes sense for you, it takes us another 24 hours to fund it. So we can work on a pretty short cycle.
Okay. Well, that works for me. I'll give it a whirl.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, I will send over the email right now. If you have any questions, you have all of my contact information in there, so you can call me directly. And like I said, once I get it back in, I'll get it processed right away for you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Donald.
Bye-bye.